From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Janae Pierre. Live theater is one of the most challenging things to translate to a world of social distancing. Both the audience and performers are generally in close quarters, something that's not safe with COVID-19. WBHM's Andrew Yeager looks at how some Birmingham theater companies are forging ahead on and off the stage.
This is what going to a show looks like in a pandemic.
Hello, welcome. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
James Lebo is the Virginia Samford Theater's costume designer, but at a recent matinee, he's the temperature bouncer, sticking a thermometer to everyone's forehead near the entrance.
Let's see. Oh, get back in your car. You're 312.
Laughing aside, safety is the priority. Every audience member is masked. No congregating in the lobby. They're only seating 100 people, a third of capacity. The actors also have temperature checks, and they're masked when they're not on stage. The director redesigned the show, The Fantastics, so the performers would be distanced. Theater president Kathy Gilmore says not every production can handle that treatment.
That's kind of the path that we're on right now, is choosing very carefully shows that we feel that our audiences will like, but that we can manage it backstage and on stage.
For the Red Mountain Theater Company, the pandemic means a change of venue from its intimate cabaret theater to the outdoors, where people can spread out. The group recently staged a collection of monologues and music at the Avondale Park Amphitheater, and their holiday spectacular in December will be at a place not known for theater, Regions Field, the baseball stadium. Executive Director Keith Cromwell says he may do it this way every year.
I'm putting a 40-foot by 28-foot stage across home plate, and we are going to socially distance the audience. I am just going to go nuts with this.
Just as the pandemic has forced more virtual connection, one theater strategy has been to go strictly online. The Birmingham Children's Theater in late spring started producing what it calls cardboard puppet theater.
Tiny Turtle moved very slow, even when she wanted to get up and go.
The online videos are recorded in one take to be as much like live theater as possible. More recently, the group has streamed live one-person shows. But performer Rebecca Yeager, no relation, says the virtual format does lack the connection between actor and audience.
A lot of what we do in theater for youth is there's a lot of letting a kid be involved in the production, even if it's just talking back to the audience or letting them really be mad at a villain or really clap for a hero.
The pressure on theaters goes beyond how to stage shows. The pandemic cuts into money, too. All three companies received Paycheck Protection Program loans, and they're nonprofits, so they rely on donations, not just ticket sales. Some theaters were in better financial shape going into the pandemic, but it's been a difficult road for Birmingham Children's Theater. Interim Executive Artistic Director Ashley Woods says they are still operating with a skeleton staff. That's largely because almost half their revenue comes from school field trips, which aren't a priority in a pandemic.
We are always connected to the schools, and when they struggle, we struggle, and when they thrive, we thrive.
Dominique Yeager, also no relation, is Director of Arts Management at the University of Alabama. He says holding shows at reduced capacity is not sustainable long term, and nonprofits should avoid relying too much on donors.
And we don't want to tap out that funding too soon, because we're definitely going to need it to try to make the climb back up to a more normal operations.
We need the theater, he says, because of its artistic role, to comment on what's going on around us. And what bigger subject to comment about than a pandemic? Andrew Yeager, WBHM.